2 months ago, Governor Jared Polis encouraged cities with restrictive occupancy limits to temporarily relax laws limiting the number of unrelated people who can share a home. But even as the pandemic rages on, the majority of Boulder City Council members could not be persuaded at last night's meeting. KGNU's Ros Brown has more.
Boulder City Council member Rachel Friend initiated the motion to temporarily suspend housing occupancy limits.
Governor Polis emailed Boulder City Council tonight saying, "I appreciate the Boulder City Council taking up the question of temporary forbearance of occupancy limits at your meeting tonight. Making sure that Coloradans have access to safe housing during the COVID crisis is one of our top priorities statewide. Accordingly, I fully support your initiative to temporarily suspend the city's occupancy limits until next May. During these extraordinary times, with so many families in danger of losing their housing because of the economic disruption due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we need to make sure that we provide as many safe housing options as possible to folks in need."
Addressing council at the virtual meeting, Nick Grossman urged members to pass Friend's motion, noting if they did not, this morning's news headlines could be brutal.
Boulder continues evictions in pandemic.
Grossman went on to use the governor's request to make his case.
Governor Polis's executive order strongly encourages cities like Boulder that limit the number of unrelated people who can live together to suspend or eliminate those restrictions to enable homeowners to rent or give rooms to people who need housing.
The rejection of the governor's request comes after a citizen initiative to overturn Boulder's occupancy limits failed to reach the November ballot. The group Bedrooms Are for People collected signatures for the issue during the pandemic, only to learn the city had given them the wrong number and the wrong date for submission. Council still could have referred the measure to the ballot, but declined to do so. Bedrooms volunteer Katie Farnan.
Boulder's legacy of exclusionary housing through its zoning laws and restrictive ordinances has had reverberating impacts on our community's ability to thrive and grow. Our occupancy laws are discriminatory and unintended consequences are playing out right now. But I'm also concerned with council's commitment to building a foundation of trust with the public.
Nick Grossman also addressed the trust factor.
It just seems like this is something that, you know, like people have mentioned, trust is eroding and people are struggling economically. And I think this is the minimum that the city could do to support people in this difficult time.
In addition to Friend, council members Adam Swetlick, Aaron Brockett, and Junie Joseph wanted to follow the governor's suggestion and support the motion. But it failed after Mayor Sam Weaver, Mark Wallach, Bob Yates, and Mary Young were opposed, with Mirabai Nagel absent. Boulder's current housing occupancy limits prohibit more than three unrelated people from living together in most parts of town. And it's not the only law that has created controversy. It took 9 public meetings, hundreds of public comments, and thousands of emails in 2017 before council approved an ordinance to allow more cooperative housing in the city limits. Sarah Campbell had not forgotten.
I do happen to live on a street with one of those godforsaken co-ops that were supposed to destroy all of Boulder or something. My street is very quiet and my property value keeps going up.
Last Saturday, Bedrooms Are for People staged a march on Boulder's Pearl Street Mall that attracted more than 100 people. The group said they're not giving up on changing occupancy laws and will be back with another ballot measure. But Nisha Schneff worries it won't be soon enough for many residents.
This has been a brutal summer in so many ways. A lot of people are stressed past the breaking point by this pandemic. And I don't just mean that we feel exhausted and burned out. I mean that some people are in danger of losing their housing and not having an affordable place to turn to in Boulder.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.